This is Radio Olin, KROJ 101.5 FM on your radio dial. We're coming to you live from our studios at Pueblo y Salud in the city of San Fernando. You're listening to Pueblo y Salud's Platicando y Mejorando, an inspiring program that promotes the health and well-being of our community through intellectual, physical, economical, political, and spiritual discussions with experts and leaders in these fields. Tune in every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. till 12 p.m.
This is Silverio Pelayo on another show here with my co-host, Veronica
Pimentel.
Coming off of the holidays, how are your holidays, Veronica?
They were great. I spent them with my family. You know, it was a little rough as we worked Monday, and then Tuesday we had a half day, and then coming back, you know, having the next day off, it's just feeling like that constant Monday that I'm like, man, like coming back to work after the holidays is a little rough. And it's just been like that for about 2 weeks now. So now we have the real Monday coming up, but hopefully everyone enjoys their weekend. How was yours?
Well, I can't relate because I did take off about 2 weeks as part of my holiday break. So I had a good almost 2 weeks off. It was pretty nice. Did a lot of just hanging out and took a couple of snow trips.
Awesome.
A lot of eating and just gathering, which was really nice. Did some cleaning at home and stuff like that. Spent, you know, a lot of time with my family, so it was nice.
What was the highlight of your holidays?
The highlight of my holidays, I think just getting to spend time with my wife and my daughter, I think, was probably the highlight. You know, we're outside of our breaks, we're working, and my daughter goes to school, and, you know, for most of the week, most of the day is spent outside of home. So we really only get to spend, you know, a couple hours out of the day together. So having the 2 weeks to just really spend an entire day was really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And I'm sure your family really appreciated that time as well. You know, it's important to be with family.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
So yesterday, you know, we had to have a quick meeting. So our executive director Ruben Rodriguez, he called for this meeting to discuss some of the issues that were happening here in the community, specifically being informed that they are trying to open a children's detention center.
Yeah, that's correct. Very unfortunate. Of course, this is news that broke out now. It's been in the news, right? The child detention centers, and this particular one is really right in our backyard. We pulled this article from the San Fernando Sun, and it's really, I think, one of the only, if not the only, pieces of news that is covering this proposed detention center in the city of Arleta. So I'll just go ahead and take some highlights from this particular article as it relates to this detention center. So it mentions, again, that this proposed detention center is being planned to open in Arleta. It's an effort by a for-profit company called Vision Quest. Apparently this company was granted federal money, four grants totaling $25 million to be distributed over the next 3 years to house hundreds of unaccompanied minors in Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, and California.
And looking specifically here in San Fernando, I believe something that is in the works is for an old senior housing center where they're trying to make it into that children's detention center. So here you mentioned Arleta, which is less than 10 minutes away from our office here in San Fernando, right?
Yeah.
And they're looking at about how that can fit 74 bedrooms and up to 148 beds. So it seems like they already have so much planned out already to be housing these children.
Yeah, and another thing that the article mentions is that this particular company, Vision Quest, has a record of complaints against them. Specifically, they were operating a detention center in Philadelphia, and according to the article, the city terminated the contract with Vision Quest in 2017 to operate this this particular prison detention center over accusations of mistreating the children, which is something that is we've seen with a lot of the other detention centers, right?
Yeah. And, you know, actually yesterday when we had the meeting, we did have two little girls, about a 9 and a 6-year-old. They were with their mom and their grandma. And one of the things that they were able to share based on their experience actually being in the detention center is that the 9-year-old shared that she had to stay on the floor. Like, she had to sleep on the floor during her time in the detention center. And while sleeping there, she said, "Ah, nomás dormimos arriba de un aluminio." They only slept on, what is it,
Yeah. Some type of, like, aluminum sheet or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
she said they had no pillows. The food wasn't consistent. So meaning the times, or if they did, they would wake them up, like, around 2 a.m. And so it was definitely a traumatic experience for the young girls. And she also mentioned that... that the workers were talking to them in a very negative way, that they would tell them, "Well, your parents shouldn't have brought you. It's very dangerous. And you guys shouldn't be here. You should be back at home. And we don't want you here." And so they felt very, they were in a very hostile environment.
Yeah. Yeah. I do remember that. Them mentioning that they would be woken up at 2 a.m. to be fed, which is, really strange. They would be fed, I believe, twice a day, mm-hmm. 2 o'clock and somewhere around midday. And one of the young ladies mentioned too that they didn't give them water. Mm-hmm. All they got was like one juice, I think. Yep. She mentioned. And they were there, I believe it was one mom and one daughter, and then dad and another daughter were separate, housed in separate facilities. And I believe one pair was in there for, what was it, like 6 days? And another one was there for 18 days. Yep. I know, of course, in some of the other news articles or news stories we've heard also that some of the young children and families have been in there well over 8 or 6 days and 18 days, been there, you know, longer. And it's just an unfortunate situation all around, and it's a very saddening and very very just deplorable situation. It's terrible.
Yeah, of course. And you know, the reason why we're talking about this morning is because we do want to bring light to this, specifically our listeners that live here in the city of San Fernando, and knowing that that's coming inside of their community and knowing how to support with it. So making sure that, you know, San Fernando isn't supportive of these detention centers because they're imprisoning these children within the community. And so one of the things that we do have going on in 2 days, do you want to go ahead and invite our listeners?
Yeah, so a meeting was called by our executive director, Ruben Rodriguez. We met yesterday for about 2 hours with different folks, some folks from different organizations, community members, and it was decided amongst the group that we would hold a rally press press event on Monday, the 6th, January 6th, at 10 a.m. It'll be at in front of the proposed location of this child prison. And the we make an invitation to folks listening out there. The address is 9120 Woodman Avenue, and that's in the city of Arleta. Again, 9120 Woodman Avenue, Arleta, California, and that's this upcoming Monday, January 6th at 10 a.m. Using the hashtag Justice for the Children. You can also find this information online. You can call for more information at 818-837-2272. Again, 818-837-2272. Again, this is this upcoming Monday at 10 in the morning. We'll be there for sure. And again, make that invitation and call to folks that are inspired, that feel like they want to go ahead and make it known that this is unacceptable, that that we don't want this in our backyard.
Yeah. Y para todos los de las comunidades, les queremos invitar que se unan a nosotros y hablen en contra de un centro de detención aquí en, para los niños. El evento viene siendo el lunes 6 de enero a las 10 de la mañana. La dirección viene siendo 9120 Woodman Avenue en la ciudad de Arleta, California. Para más información, puede llamar aquí a nuestra oficina de Pueblo y Salud a 818-837-2272. Una vez más, 818-837-2272. Es justicia para los niños y es importante que se involucren. Agarren más información, pueden buscar en nuestras páginas de Facebook, en Pueblo y Salud. Necesitamos que sean el cambio que quieren ver. Muchas gracias.
Si tú quieres bailar, sopa de caracol.
La cintura, la cintura, la cintura, la cintura, la cintura, la cintura, la cintura. ¿Sabe quién llegó? ¡Panda! ¡Blanca! Riki tiki, 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 riki tiki. ¡Afloja la cadera! ¡Cadera!
Discoteca, me le acerqué y le dije hola guapa, y como un lobo se lo quería comer. De sus encantos me despaché solito, pero qué susto, al final yo me llevé. Me dijo,
me llamó Raquel,
y pensé,
¿será ella o él?
Le agarré
y lo comí.
Me paré
y me eché a correr.
Con mis amigos no me la acababa, porque los perros otra vez y yo le eché.
Mañana la cruda me mataba y todo el día en mi cuarto me quedé. Del reventón yo no me acordaba nada, solo que alguna chica hermosa me ligué.
Me dijo,
me llamó Raquel,
y pensé,
¿será ella o él?
Le agarré
y lo comprobé.
Me paré
y me eché a correr.
Con mis amigos no me la acababa, porque los perros son transvestis.
Supone
no hagas caso.
y la saqué a bailar y me dijo así.
Báilame.
Me dice la chiquita.
Báilame.
Como quieras lo haré.
Báilame.
Dando vueltas y vueltas.
Báilame.
Hasta el amanecer.
Báilame.
Me dice la nenita.
Báilame.
Que no me cansaré.
Báilame.
Que yo quiero contigo.
Báilame.
Solo tú báilame.
This is Radio Olin, KROJ 101.5 FM on your radio dial. We're coming to you live from our studios at Pueblo y Salud in the city of San Fernando. You're listening to Pueblo y Salud's Platicando y Mejorando, an inspiring program that promotes the health and well-being of our community through intellectual, physical, economical, political, and spiritual discussions with experts and leaders in these fields. Tune in every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. till 12 p.m. Welcome back. This is your host, Veronica Pimentel.
And Silverio Pelayo.
If you're just listening in, we have been discussing the opening of a children's detention center here in Arleta, which is about less than 10 minutes away from our studio here in San Fernando. So we want to take this time to get involved and be the change you want to see. So you can join us and speak out against the opening of an immigration child detention center. So you can join us at the press conference this Monday, this upcoming Monday, January 6th at 10 a.m. The location is 9120 Woodman Avenue in the city of Arleta, California. For more information, you can call our office at 818-837-2272. You can also do hashtag justice for the children. So we encourage you to be the change you want to see. Gifts, not jails for children. Si están escuchando con nosotros, queremos tomar este tiempo para invitarlos y que se unan a nosotros y hablen en contra de un centro de detención de niños. Será una conferencia el lunes 6 de enero, este lunes que viene, a las 10 de la mañana. La dirección viene siendo 9120 Woodman Avenue en la ciudad de Arleta, California. Para más información, puede llamar a 818-837-2272. También puede buscar hashtag justicia para los niños. Hacemos el llamado para que se unan a esta causa.
Some additional information as it relates to this child prison detention center is that both Los Angeles Council Member Nuri Martinez and Congressman Tony Cardenas publicly denounced and opposed this proposed prison in the city of Arleta. If folks aren't able to make it out this upcoming Monday, January 6th at 10 a.m., there's another opportunity to get involved next week on Thursday, the 9th, January 9th at 6 p.m. here at our offices to go ahead and meet up with other folks in the community that are passionate and interested about opposing and stopping this proposed child prison. Again, if you're not able to make it to the Monday, January 6th event at 10 a.m., please make it out that same week on Thursday at 6 p.m. here at our offices.
And so our the meeting that we'll have, it'll be here at Pueblo y Salud. The address is 1024 North McClay, Suite M13. It also says Pueblo y Salud on the outside of the building. But that's 1024 North McClay Avenue, Suite M13 in the city of San Fernando. The zip code is 91340. It's very important that you guys get involved, to just attend these and get more informed in how you can better support your community and also what's coming into your community. It's very beneficial to you as well and how you can better support one another. Now, Silverio, I know it's very important to just go back to the main objective here. It's to making sure that the kids are protected and the kids aren't treated as prisoners. Do you have any additional information or any additional things that you want to cover maybe that we discussed yesterday and you would want to inform the rest of the community about?
I truly feel that we're living a historic moment in many ways. There's crisis all around, but as I've come to learn from my own experiences and from mentors and elders of mine, crisis isn't necessarily doom or an end. It's an opportunity for change, for the creation of a different type of world, a different type of existence, a different type of culture and society, where we value human life, and specifically and most importantly, the life of our children. This is really what's at stake. We talk about this particular issue, but there, today, of course, we find out that President Trump, authorized the killing of a top Iranian general, and there's caution as to what the possible consequences are. Some folks are fearing another war. We've discussed previously, and I'm currently working on the vaping epidemic among young people, police brutality, the housing crisis, the income wealth gap, a number of different issues, the pending ecological crisis. I don't mention these things to cause any type of hysteria or fear, but it's really, again, to emphasize the point that we are living a historical moment. I always think, or often think, that this is our generation's 60s. It's not the same. It's very different in a lot of ways, but I see a lot of similarities, I do think that this is an opportunity for folks to get engaged in the envisioning of a more just society, and not only envisioning but actual manifesting and creating of a different type of society. And there's many ways in which we can do that. This particular issue and this particular effort is one way in which folks can go ahead and get involved in contributing to a more humane, more compassionate, more just society.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, Silverio, that leaves me a little shook, as the young kids say, just because it is a lot to take in, and it does bring a lot of concern and a lot of worry, as I do have a lot of family in the military. Them having to go to war, it's just something that leaves me feeling uneasy. And just with a lot of changes, the whole country gets impacted through it, whether it's gas prices or, everybody else has family or friends, loved ones in the military. And so it's just something to really think about, and how the rest of the country will be impacted.
Yeah, it's... again, it's. I know it can be easy to fall prey to our fear and maybe a sense of hopelessness. But again, this is really an opportunity to envision and manifest and make real the possibility of a different type of existence, a different type of world, and it's possible. It's not only possible, but it's happening. It's happening every day, every moment, whether we realize it or not. In a multitude of ways.
Thank you for informing us on that. Before we do go on music break again, we just really want to emphasize on the importance of attending this press conference that's in 2 days, this Monday, January 6th. It's very important that you attend and be the change you want to see. So this event is Gifts Not Jails for Children. So join us and speak out against the opening of an immigration child detention center that they're trying to open here in the city of Arleta, which is about 10 minutes away from San Fernando. This Monday, January 6th at 10 a.m.
It will be at 9120 Woodman Avenue in the city of Arleta. For more information, you can call 818-837-2272. Again, that's 818-837-2272. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Pueblo y Salud. And you can also hashtag Justice for the Children. Es importante que nos acompañen en siendo el cambio que quieren ver. Pueden unirnos y hablen en contra de un centro de detención de niños. Sería la conferencia el lunes 6 de enero a las 10 a.m. La dirección es 9120 Woodman Avenue en la ciudad de Arleta, California. Para más información, llame a 818-837-2272. El número es 818-837-2272. Puede también buscar hashtag justicia para los niños. Es muy importante que se involucren y apoyen a la comunidad.
Lupita,
no sé,
¿qué le pasa a Lupita?
No sé.
con el tuca, bailemos con el lazo, bailemos con el tuca, 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 lazo. Bailemos con el tuca, bailemos con el lazo, bailemos con el tuca, 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 lazo.
Y nos vamos con un saludo para todos los tucancillos en todo el mundo. ¡Échenle ganas, plebes!
Ese botecito, ese botecito. bailamos, nena.
¡Tres, cuatro!
Botecito que Dios te dio no es para que se lo coman los gusanos. Ese botecito que Dios te dio es para que lo gocemos los humanos. Ese botecito que Dios te dio no es para que se lo coman los gusanos. Ese botecito que Dios te dio es para que lo gocemos los humanos. Ese botecito, ese botecito, ese botecito si no se mueve se oxida. Ese botecito, ese botecito, ese botecito es para gozar la vida. Mueve lo que mueve, lo que mueve lo. Mueve nena ese botecito. Ese botecito, ese botecito, ese botecito. Ese botecito, mami, rico y sabrosito. 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 Ese
botecito. Welcome back. This is your host, Silverio Pelayo.
And Veronica Pimentel.
And on today's show, we've been discussing the proposed establishment and operation of a child prison detention in the city of Arleta by a for-profit company, Vision Quest. We also mentioned that both Nuri Martinez and Tony Cardenas have publicly come out in opposition. And again, we make an invitation out to folks who are interested in voicing their opposition and their solidarity to come out January 6th, Monday, January 6th at 10 a.m. on the...
I'll go ahead and give the information. So the directions or the address is 9120 Woodman Avenue in the city of Arleta, here in the state of California. For more information, they can call 818-837-2272 or hashtag Justice for Children.
You can also join us that same week on Thursday, January 9th at 6 p.m. here at our offices for a follow-up community meeting to discuss what our next steps are going to be in addressing this particular project, this particular detention center, child prison, and you can call for more information at
818-837-2272.
And again, our address here, in case you want to make it out to that meeting on Thursday, is
1024 North McClay Avenue, Suite M13 in the city of San Fernando.
Thank you so much. And with that, we're going to go ahead and say goodbye, and we invite you to join us again next week where we'll discuss another topic, and thank you for listening, and we'll leave you with some music.
Yes, thank you, Silverio. And we want to encourage you to listen in every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. till 12 p.m. We thank you for your time. We thank you for spending your Saturday mornings with us. May you guys have a great, peaceful, calm, exciting day. We hope to have you guys tune in next Saturday. For now, you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Pueblo y Salud, or on Facebook, PYS Prevention. You can stay connected, get involved, and we hope to see you Monday morning, 10 a.m., January 6th.